Investment Flash.
All right, buddy. If yesterday was about SpaceX fear, today it's all about what happens when Iran stares down the Strait of Hormuz. Commodities on fire, tech in a correction, and inflation? Yeah, that's back too. Let's dig in.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th, the London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, and with me, Tom and Gerald. We've got a packed show. Oil's spiking, bonds are crumbling, and the XLK just notched a 6.4% weekly drop. Plus, an anti-NVIDIA startup that just raised $1.5 billion. Let's get to it.
Marie, can we start with oil? Because the Shell CEO literally came out and said prices stay elevated even if the war ends. That's a huge statement.
Yeah, look, the FT and Journal both ran it. USO up another 2.3% last session. Year to date, up 90. But Tom, it's still 13% below its 52-week high. The market's already pricing a lot of this.
That's exactly the opportunity, Gerald. If the CEO of Shell says the supply fear isn't going away, then the pullback from intra-month highs is just noise. I'm buying USO.
Hold on, but what about the inflation print? 4.2% CPI, Tom. That's not noise. The energy shock is bleeding straight into core. And if the Fed can't cut, how much higher can oil really go without killing demand?
Exactly. TLT is 3% from its 52-week low. Bond markets screaming higher for longer. That's a headwind for any commodity that's purely speculative.
Okay, fair. But then you have to like the energy sector, right? XLE was up 1.5% last session. Year to date, 26. It's a straight pass through to elevated crude. No bond market kills that.
Sure, but then you're long the exact thing that's driving inflation, and the Fed is watching. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying the pair trade is more interesting. Long XLE, short TLT. That's the real bet that war and inflation keep real yields pinned.
I'll give you that. And look, copper and aluminium. I mean, FT called it a super squeeze. And the Iran disruption just tightens it further. CPER down 2.3% last session, but that's a dip to buy, honestly.
Yes! And the base metals basket, DBB, same story. Supply isn't coming back fast. I'd rather be in commodities than tech right now.
Speaking of tech, Tom, yesterday we said sell technology sector ETF, and the XLK is down 6.4% this week. That call is already working.
I know, and it hurts me to say it because you know I love tech. But Micron down 4.7%, Intel dragging, this correction has legs. And with Oracle earnings tonight, it's a binary event.
Let's talk Micron. Forward price to earnings of 8 looks cheap. But it's a classic peak cycle value trap. Memory prices roll over, and suddenly that 8 becomes 20. I'm not buying the dip.
Right, and Intel, 70 times forward earnings for a turnaround story that's been turning for 3 years? No thanks. The tech correction is overdue.
But that's where Oracle comes in. If they beat on cloud infrastructure, it could reignite the whole AI trade. The stock's down 42% from its high. Bad news is priced in.
Or they miss, and we drop another 5%. I mean, Tom, you remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2, and then Nvidia rallied 40%? This time might be different, but calling a bottom on a name down 12.9% this week alone is bold.
Fair enough, Gerald. But you know what's not bold? The trucking recovery. J.B. Hunt up 45% year-to-date. Freight rates finally turning. That's a real cyclical signal.
Oh, come on. 30.6 times forward earnings for a trucker. That's more than some SaaS companies. The easy money's gone. I'll pass.
Yeah, but the transports ETF, IYT, is riding this too, up 14% year-to-date. If freight rates are inflecting, you don't need to buy the exact top ticker. Go broad.
Exactly. And speaking of broad, the utilities merger, Duke buying Dominion, the Journal says it's a straight buy. Defensive, data center exposure, mergers and acquisitions kicker. That's a Gerald stock if I ever saw one.
All right, I'll take that. Duke and Dominion, 16 to 18 times forward, decent yields, I'm in. But Tom, if you're chasing momentum in trucking at 30 times, I'm not bailing you out.
Okay, but let's pivot to the debanking probe, because this is exactly my lane. JP Morgan and Bank of America subpoenaed by Jeanine Pirro's office. That's a new regulatory risk at a time when net interest margins are shrinking. I'd be selling JP Morgan and Bank of America.
Yeah, JP Morgan already down 3.9% year to date. This probe could drag on. And regional banks, KRE up 9.2% year to date, are they next?
To be fair, the debanking narrative is politically charged. It might blow over, but for now, it's a headwind. I'd rather look at European banks. UniCredit raised its Commerzbank stake to 37.7%. That deal is happening.
Wait, Gerald, that's your Europe angle. But Commerzbank is at a forward price to earnings of 9.6, even with a 2% dip last session. That's cheap. And a full takeover would unlock serious cost synergies.
Exactly. And UniCredit is down 4.7% on the week, but that's integration risk. I'd hold it, but the real play is buying Commerzbank ahead of the offer deadline.
All right, Gerald, I'm with you on that. But can we talk about the anti-NVIDIA startup? TensorWave, backed by AMD, valued at $1.55 billion. They're filling data centers with AMD chips. This is a direct shot at NVIDIA's monopoly.
Yeah, the WSJ called it the most original take of the day. And I'll say this, AMD down 4.9% last session, 17% below its high. That's an oversold opportunity if this startup proves AMD is viable for AI workloads.
But let's not get carried away. One startup doesn't break NVIDIA's lock. The software ecosystem is still CUDA. Still, if I'm hedging my tech exposure, I'd rather buy AMD on this news than short NVIDIA outright.
Fair. And you know what else is interesting? Ayers Management raised $8.5 billion for a new fund into data centers, rail cars, music royalties. Stocks down 21.5% year to date, 34% below its high. That's deep value.
Ayers trades at 17.5 forward. If they can keep raising billions in a tough private market, that's a buy. The market's treating it like a melting ice cube, but the inflows say otherwise.
And then there's the Bitcoin ETFs. BlackRock and Fidelity are turning it into a two-firm market. IBIT and FBTC down 31% year-to-date. If you believe in long-term institutional adoption, this is the entry.
Buddy, I'm not touching Bitcoin until we see some regulatory clarity. But yeah, if you're a believer, those two are the clear winners.
Look, the convergence today is clear. Iran drives commodities. Inflation drives bonds down and tech gets crushed. The question is whether tonight's Oracle print changes anything.
Our view is it's a classic late cycle stagflation tilt. But the counterargument, and here's where I think we need to be careful, is crowding. TLT is heavily shorted. Gold just dropped 4% on profit taking, and oil is off its highs. If Oracle beats, the tech correction could snap back, and the commodity trade loses its narrative.
Exactly. And no one's talking about the consumer. 4.2% CPI means real wages are compressing. If that continues, discretionary spending cracks. That's the next story, and it's invisible today.
Right, so the cleanest second-order play is the pair. Long XLE, or CPER, short TLT. Bet that the war inflation nexus keeps real yields under pressure. Or buy puts on XLK ahead of Oracle if you're hedging a deeper tech washout.
Totally.
100%.
That's the whole story.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just our take on the signals.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back at 9 a.m. New York time. See you then, buddy.
Yep, later today. 9 a.m. New York. Cheers.